This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu wassalam ala rasulillah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. This is Riyad Razazi welcoming you to a new series, Walking with the Prophet. Walking with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's a brand new series. We finished the stories of the prophets up until Isa alayhi salam, and we wanted to have a special series solely, purely for Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wassalam. Because by himself, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, requires, you know, a full series. We cannot just have Rasulullah alayhi salam, you know, as part of the stories of the prophets. We have to have a special new series just for your prophet and my prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this series is not just merely seerah of the prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This series will combine seerah plus the it's like I call it walking with the prophet or living with the prophet as if you see Rasulullah. We want to visit him. We want to spend a day with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Spend a day with him, you know, in his house, in his masjid. When he goes out, what does he do when he goes out? What does he eat? What does he? How does he sleep? Yani a day with Prophet Muhammad from morning when he wakes up until night when he goes to sleep. You know, and of course within that we will be talking about the seerah and the stories and you know and. From the Meccan era till the Medani era as well. So we'll talk about the full thing, the full-fledged, inshallah ta'ala, everything about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So brothers, those of you on Facebook and sisters, those of you on Instagram, brothers and sisters, salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. I'm glad that you have joined this new series, and I'm happy that you are taking some time to join us tonight, inshallah ta'ala. It will be an amazing series, just like the other series, but this one is very special because it talks about our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a different you know manner. We will not just, again, talk about the seerah as is. Like, you know, I don't want to just be narrating stories and narrating, you know, events that happened at the time of the Prophet. But I want also to derive lessons from his life, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's mostly about the lessons driven from the life of the Prophet Muhammad, alayhi wa sallam. Lessons in giving, lessons in sacrificing, lessons in hope. Lessons in never despairing of the mercy of Allah. Lessons in sincerity. Lessons in planning. We will talk about all that. Lessons in planning, yes. Lessons in administration. Lessons in the art of dealing with people. The art of dealing with non-believers. Not only the believers, but the art. The art of dealing, فن معاملة الناس, فن في المعاملة, you know, the art of dealing with, you know, people, the art of influencing people. You know, they're talking about, you know, in there's so many books talking about the art of influence. Let's talk about Prophet Muhammad and his art of influencing people, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The lessons in uniting people, lessons about families and bringing families together, you know. So there's just so many lessons that we will learn from from the life of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And as I mentioned, I don't want to just narrate the seerah because there's so many books and stories and there's so many lectures out there talking about the seerah. I want to make it special, you know, talking about Prophet Muhammad as a man, as a person, as a son, as a father, as a husband. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, right? Seerah of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi wa sallam. Who is the man? Who is the Prophet Muhammad? Who is this man? Who is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How was he with, you know, at home, and how was he outside? How was he in the masjid? How was he as a husband? How was he with his enemies? And how was he with his companions, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with people, with girls, with boys, with his wives, in his business, in trade? How was he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? We'll talk about that as well. Like I said, the art of dealing with people, the art of influencing people, the art of, you know, of talking to people, of getting people's hearts, on attracting people, subhanAllah, all that you will learn from the Prophet Muhammad alayhi wa sallam. Like I said, sincerity, we'll talk about all these traits of Prophet Muhammad alayhi as-salatu wassalam. The seerah is not just to narrate stories, but to derive lessons and to try to mimic and to live with those lessons. How can we incorporate those lessons into our daily lives, inshaAllah ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, Rasulullah, nobody knows about the merits, nobody knows about the value of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first and foremost. You know, the qadr of the Prophet, the qadr, his merits is not to celebrate or to commemorate his birthday once a year. Eid. You know, they call it in Arabic dhikra al-mawlid. You know, things that happened last week and, you know, a few days back, people exchanging messages about, you know, commemorating the birth of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi wa sallam. I mean, this is not what it is. I mean, Prophet Muhammad, is it after all that man has done for this ummah, after all that man has done for the world in its entirety, so we take only like a day or so to commemorate him, alayhi wasalam. La, the really, truly, the one who knows about the value, the haqq of Rasulullah is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بَعْدَ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. In Surah Al-Ahzab, verse number 21, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, there was in Prophet in Muhammad uswa, a role model. Use him as a role model. You know, Prophet Muhammad as a role model, as a father, role model as a husband, role model as a son, role model as a businessman, as a leader, as an army leader, in everything, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he creates and he selects, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates and favors. Allah Azza wa Jalla created the heavens and he favored, you know, the highest level, Al-Firdaws Al-A'la. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created mankind, and from mankind, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the angels, and from the angels, he favored Jibreel, Mikael, Israfil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created mankind, and from mankind, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favored the prophets, and from the prophets, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favored Ulul Azm. There were five Ulul Azm, and this from those five, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favored Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La'amruka, Allah azza wa jal, he swears by the life of the Prophet. Allah azza wa jal did not swear by the life of anyone in the Quran, anyone other than Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In Surah Al-Hijr, verse number 72, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَعَمَرُكَ إِنَّهُمْ لَفِي سَقْرَتِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ. Verily, by your life, Allahu Akbar, Allah swears by the life of Prophet Muhammad, Allah swears by the life of Prophet Muhammad to show you and I the merits, the value of this man, Prophet Muhammad alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he addresses the prophets, he addresses them by name. He addresses them by name. But when he addresses Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he addresses him differently. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya Adam, O Adam, uskun anta wa zawjuka al-jannah. O Adam, you and your wife, you know, live in Jannah. Uskun anta wa zawjuka al-jannah. Dwell in Jannah, O Adam, you and your spouse. Ya Nuh, ihbit bi salamin minna wa barakat. O Nuh, calls him by name. Ihbit minna bi salam. You know, when he was in that ship that he built, and then after he reached, you know, the shore, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, he called upon him, Ya Nuh, ihbit, come out from your ship bi salam. Ya Ibrahim, qad saddaqta ru'ya. O Ibrahim, saddaqta ru'ya, you have trusted the vision which we have befitted on you, O Ibrahim. Ya Musa, inni ana Allah. O Musa, I am Allah. Ya Isa, ya Isa, inni mutawaffika ilay, inni mutawaffika wa rafi'uka ilay. O Isa, I shall raise you. And then again, Allah Azza wa Jalla is calling Isa by name, calling Musa by name. Ya Zakariya, inna nubashiruka bi ghulamin ismuhu Yahya. O Zakariya, we are giving you the glad tidings of ghulam, of a boy by the name of Yahya. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla says, Ya Yahya, khudhi al-kitaba bi quwwa. O Yahya, take the book bi quwwa. Strongly hold onto the book, onto the Torah. Ya Yahya. Ya Dawood, inna ja'alnaka khalifatan fil ard. O Dawood, we make you a vicegerent on earth. So when Allah Azza wa Jalla addresses these prophets, he addresses them by name. But when Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala addresses Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, Ya ayyuhan nabi, ya ayyuhan rasul, ya ayyuha an-nabiyyu inna arsalnaka shahidan wa mubashshiran wa nadhira. O you prophet, O you messenger. Look how Allah Azza wa Jalla addresses Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He calls him ya ayyuha al-muddathir, ya ayyuha al-muzammil. This is how Allah Azza wa Jalla calls Prophet Muhammad alayhi wa sallam. But when he calls him by name, he called him by name once in the Quran. Once in the Quran, by name, when he said, Muhammadun Rasulullah. Muhammadun, the Prophet of Allah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favored him with many favors. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah favored Prophet Muhammad. Today, we're going to give you an introduction of this series that we have started, my brothers and sisters. We have to give you a quick introduction. I'm saying a quick introduction because talking about Prophet Muhammad will require us to, you know, we will need hours and hours and hours and days and months and years just talking about Prophet Muhammad alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favored him. He favored him with many intercessions. You know how many intercessions Prophet Muhammad has, brothers and sisters? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favored him with 8 intercessions. 8 intercessions. 8 altogether. Would you like me to share those 8 intercessions? 8 shafa'at. 8 shafa'at. 8 shafa'at. Would you like me to share those shafa'at with you, sisters and brothers? Those of you on Instagram and those of you on Facebook, would you like me to share with you the shafa'at of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi wasallam? Don't you want him to yashfa' lak? Don't you want him to intercede on your behalf on the Day of Judgment? You and I, we want him to intercede on our behalf on the Day of Judgment. So don't we? So you want to know what kind of intercessions Prophet Muhammad has in the Day of Judgment. You all know. You all need to know. So you got to tell me. You know, you want me to share that with you? Yes or yes? There's only one sister who said yes means. She said yes. How about the others? Would you like me to share with you the intercessions of the Prophet Muhammad? Tasneem? She said yes. How about those of you on Facebook? Huh? Yalla, don't you want me to share with you the intercessions of the Prophet Muhammad to tell you what they are? To tell you what they are? I'm telling you there are 8. There are 8 intercessions. A lot of people don't know what these intercessions are. Right? So, are you taking notes? Sister Fatima Kareem and Mu'nisa and Tasneem and Yasmin. I know Yasmin, she's taking notes. She always does. Are the others taking notes? Nastabith, yes and yes. Are you taking notes? Take notes. Take notes. Huh? Yalla, bismillah. 8 intercessions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Intercession number 1. Shafa'at number 1. The shafa'at number 1, which is the al-mawqif. Shafa'at in the plane of, in the plane of in the plane of al-mahshar, in the plane of al-hashar, that day where the heads will be on top, when the sun will be on top of the heads. The sun will be on top of the heads. It's in the day of Hashar where people will be resurrected. And people naked, barefooted. Everybody. From the day Allah created Adam until the end of time. Everybody is gathered in this plain, in this land. Everybody is gathered in this land called the land of Hashar. The sun on top of the heads. People naked, barefooted, so much so that Aisha said, Ya Rasulullah, people, men, women, everybody naked, barefooted. Yes, O Aisha, but nobody will care about anybody else. Nobody will care. All the prophets, for that matter, they will be saying, Nafsi, Nafsi, myself, myself. Everybody is only saying, myself, myself. Nobody cares about nobody else. So they will go to Adam. It's a long hadith to intercede. They will go to Adam and Adam will say, myself, myself. In fact, Adam will say, Allah has been, is, إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَضِبَ الْيَوْمِ غَضَبْ لَمْ يَغْضَبْ مِثْلَهُ قَبْلَهُ وَلَنْ يَغْضَبْ مِثْلَهُ بَعْدَهُ إِذْهَبُوا إِلَى غَيْرِ. Adam will say, Allah is so furious today. He has never become this furious and he will never become this furious. But he's so furious today, so angry today. And he mentions his sin. He mentions, you know, the sin that he has committed, which he ate from that tree. And he will say, Nafsi, Nafsi, myself, myself, go to Nuh. And they will go to Nuh. Oh, Nuh, you are the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal. Prophet Allah Azza wa Jal sent you. You lived over 900 years. Ya Nuh, ishfa' lana, intercede on our behalf. Now, Nuh will say exactly the same thing. Myself, myself. I had one dua and I have utilized it. Nuh will say, I have one dua, or I had one dua and I have utilized it. He has utilized his dua against his people. رَبِّ لَا تَدَرْ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ لَا تَدَرْ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ دَيَّارًا رَبِّ لَا تَدَرْ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ دَيَّارًا. Oh Allah, don't leave on this earth any of this kuffar. On any, you know, those who disbelievers, Ya Rabbi, destroyed them. He cursed, he made the dua against his own people. So he said, I had a dua, I've utilized it. Go to somebody else. Go to Musa. Go to Ibrahim. They will go to Ibrahim. Ibrahim also will say the same thing. He's terrified. He says, I lied three lies. He's scared because he lied three lies. I don't know how many lies do we lie per day, huh? Those of you on Facebook and those of you on Instagram, Ibrahim in his life entirely, he lied three times. And those lies, they're actually not lies. When they came and they said, who destroyed the idol? He said, look, you know, ask the big guy, you know, because he destroyed all the idols. And then he left, you know, his axe with the big idol. And he says, go ask that big guy. When they asked him to come and to join the festival they had a festival where they used to go and celebrate their gods, their idols. He said, I'm sick. I'm sick. And indeed he was sick. His heart was sick. But he considered that as a lie. And the third lie, when he was with his wife, Sarah, when they went to Egypt. And he told Sarah, in Egypt there is this dictator. He takes, you know, people's wives. Like, you know, if a wife comes with her husband to the land, he will kill the husband and take his wife. Let us not tell them that you are my wife. I don't know of any believer on earth, O Sarah. I'm going to tell them that you are my sister. She is my sister. What? She is his sister in deen. She is his sister in faith. Brother Karim. Brother Karim. Isn't Sister Fatima your sister in faith? I know she is your wife. All right? I know she is your wife, but she's your sister in faith. She's your sister in Islam. Right? She's your sister in Islam, isn't she? Right? He said, yes. So I don't want Brother Karim to go wrong, you know, says to start talking to Sister Fatima. Says, Sister Fatima, Sister Fatima. No, she's your wife, man. But Also, she is your sister in faith. So Ibrahim alayhi salam, he said, let us not tell them that you're my wife. Otherwise, they will take you. They will take you from me. This king, this dictator, he will take you from me. Just say that you are my sister in faith. So he considered that as a lie. So he said, I lied three lies. How many lies do you people lie per day, huh? Huh? How many lies? Huh, Karima? No, you don't have to tell me. Karima from Belgium, how many lies do you lie per day? You don't have to tell me. How about Shazia? How about Mu'nisa? How about me? How about you? How about anyone, huh? May Allah forgive us, isn't it right? May Allah forgive us. May Allah forgive us. Ibrahim alayhi salam, he lied three lies. And he said he was scared, terrified. And those lies are not lies, right? Those lies are actually not lies. He said, go to somebody else. Myself. Go to Musa. They will go to Musa. Oh, Musa. Anta kalimullah. You spoke to Allah directly. Oh, Musa, ishfa'lana. Have, you know, intercede on our behalf. Musa also is scared. By the way, those of you on Facebook and those of you on Instagram, why Musa was scared? Musa also would say, myself. But why Musa is scared? Why Musa is scared? Who's going to answer that question? Why Musa alayhi salam is scared? Yalla. I know you know the answer. Why Musa is scared? What did he do wrong? Mu'nisa, he accidentally killed a man. Exactly, Mu'nisa. He accidentally killed a man when he فَوَكَزَهُ مُوسَى فَقَضَى عَلَيْهِ with one man, with that one punch, he killed a man. He did not mean to kill him. He just punched him and then the man died. So Musa alayhi salam was scared. He would say, nafsi, myself. Go to Isa. They will go to Isa. Ya Isa, ishfa' lana. O Isa, ishfa', intercede on our behalf. Isa will not mention any sin. Alright, listen up. Isa alayhi salam will not mention any sin. He will just say, go to Muhammad. Allahu Akbar. Go to Muhammad. Go to Ahmad alayhi salam. Go to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then they will go to Muhammad alayhi salam. Ya Habib Allah, Ya Rasulullah, ishfa'lana. And Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, he will say, I will do it. I am for it. I will do it. And then he goes and he will make sujood to Allah Azza wa Jal. And by the way, sisters and brothers, this shafa'a is only for Allah to come down to start the hisab. It is not intercession to enter Jannah. No. This is just the intercession for Allah to come down to start the hisab. Imagine people are there waiting. Waiting for what? Waiting for Allah to come down. They want the hisab to start. And some people will wish to die rather than wait. Because as I said, the sun on top of the heads, people will be sweating so much. Some people will sink into their own sweat. So they will want, you know, to start the hisab and get, you know, and finish it off. So some people will rather die rather than just keep on waiting. So they want this shafa'ah is only for Allah to come down to start the hisab. So Prophet Muhammad will say, and he will go and he will make sujood and he will start praising Allah, invoking Allah, glorifying Allah. ثُمَّ يَفْتَحُ اللَّهُ عَلَيَّ بِمَحَمِدَ لَمْ أَكُنْ أَعْلَمَ مِنْ قَبْلِ. And then Allah Azza wa Jal blesses him with some praise he never knew or he never knew from before. So he starts praising him, glorifying him. I'm not asking you for Fatima, my most beloved daughter. I am not asking you for Aisha or Khadija, my most beloved wives. I am asking you for my ummati. My ummah. Allah Azza wa Jal would tell Prophet Muhammad, Ya Muhammad, irfa' ra'asak, sal tu'ata washfa' tushafa'. Oh Muhammad, raise up your head. Raise up your head. Ask, you shall be given. Intercede, you shall get your intercession. And then Prophet Muhammad will say, Ya Allah, ishfa' li ummati. come down for the hisab of Allah. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla would tell Prophet Muhammad, Ya Muhammad, go, I shall come. Go back, I shall come. This is the first shafa'ah of the Prophet Muhammad Azza wa Jalla. The second shafa'ah, brothers and sisters, is for Prophet, is for the people who are meant to enter Jannah, to enter Jannah. Imagine, even those who are meant to enter Jannah, those who are will be admitted to Jannah, they will not be able to enter Jannah until Prophet Muhammad intercedes. How? This is how. Prophet Muhammad, the gates of Jannah are closed. The gates of Jannah are closed. So Prophet Muhammad will knock at the gate. The gatekeeper will say, Who? Man? And Prophet Muhammad will say, Muhammad. Muhammad. I, Muhammad. The gatekeeper will say, I have been ordered not to let anyone through before you, Ya Rasulullah. And he will open the gate. Prophet Muhammad will enter first, and the others will come in and follow. Allahu Akbar. No prophet will enter Jannah first until Prophet Muhammad enters it first. And no ummah, no nation will enter Jannah before the ummah of the Prophet Muhammad enters Jannah first. Do you understand? Do you know the favor that Allah has favored this ummah with, brothers and sisters? Do you understand? Can you comprehend? Can you possibly comprehend your level, your value, your status, your rank amongst other nations? Do you possibly understand your rank? That no nation will enter Jannah. Nations that came centuries before us, they will not enter Jannah until the Ummah of Rasulullah enters it first. No prophet will enter Jannah before Prophet Muhammad. So that's the second shafa'ah. The third shafa'ah is for the people of Jannah to raise their ranks, for them to be elevated in Jannah. Allahu Akbar. Yes, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam will also intercede for the people of Jannah to be raised ranks in Jannah. Allah, may Allah make us amongst them, sisters and brothers. May Allah make us amongst them. Ya Allah. You get to enter Jannah. On top of that, Prophet Muhammad will intercede that your rank in Jannah get raised. And some people are ridiculing Prophet Muhammad. Some people are mocking Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Can you imagine? Can you imagine some people mocking him and ridiculing him? Right? Yet he will intercede for you, not only to enter Jannah, for you to enter Jannah, and for your level in Jannah to be raised and to be, you know, to be elevated. Allahu Akbar. That's the third intercession. The fourth intercession, brothers and sisters, the fourth intercession is for the Ahl al-Kaba'ir, the people with major sins, to be forgiven. To be forgiven. Allah. There are two categories, people with minor sins and major sins. Those who come in with major sins, khalas, major sin, you know, you've got, the only way out is for you to repent. But if you don't repent before that major, before you die, that means those committed major sins, they will have to be thrown in hellfire. They have to be thrown in hellfire. I mean, talking about major sins. Major sin like, astaghfirullah, using adultery, like, you know, killing, like dishonoring your parents, like using sihr, you know, doing black magic. These are major sins. Another shafa'ah would be for Prophet Muhammad to intercede for those not to be thrown in hellfire. Yani for Allah Azza wa Jalla to forgive them. But don't say, well, that's good. Then I'm just going to wait for Prophet Muhammad to intercede for my major sins. No, don't wait. Don't wait for Prophet Muhammad to intercede for your, you know, مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَشْفَعُ عِنْدَهُ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ. It is always with the permission of Allah. Prophet Muhammad will intercede, but Allah has to accept that intercession. subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you cannot say, alhamdulillah, great news, I'm committed major sins, I'm not going to repent, I'm just going to wait for Prophet Muhammad to intercede on my behalf. Ya Habibi, who told you? Yes, but you've got to repent. You've got to stop, you know what, that wrong that you're doing. Then ask the shafa'ah of the Prophet Muhammad, insha'Allah ta'ala. You cannot just await for the intercession of Prophet Muhammad and carry on your major sin. That's foolishness. With all the respect, that is called foolishness. Right? So this is the fourth intercession. For the Prophet Muhammad to intercede for those major sinners, for Allah to forgive them. Number five. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Are you taking notes? Facebook, Instagram, are you still following up? Talking about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, are talking about the intercessions of Prophet Muhammad? Are you guys following up? Are you following me there? Talking about the intercessions of Prophet Muhammad, a brand new series now, talking, you know, walking with the Prophet. But as I mentioned, I'm not going just to tell you about the seerah of the Prophet. I'm going to make it interesting. I'm going to talk about the seerah, but also talk about this man, Prophet Muhammad. And we're going to visit him in his house. We're going to see him as a man, as a husband, as a father, as a brother, as a leader, right? So I hope you're taking notes. The fifth shafa'ah. Right, the fifth shafa'ah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be for his uncle. Will be for Abu Talib. Abu Talib, who stood up with the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, he supported Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, but the shafa'ah of Rasulullah will not actually, you know, suffice him. Why? Because he did not say La ilaha illallah before he died. He did not say La ilaha illallah before he died. But the shafa'ah that he will get would be like this. He will have the lowest punishment, the easiest punishment in hell. What is the easiest punishment in hell? For a charcoal. Imagine this. For a piece of charcoal that comes from hellfire, it will be put on his toe, his brain will boil from the heat of that piece of charcoal from fire. This is the least punishment in hellfire. It will be towards the ankle of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whereby a charcoal will be put on his toe so hot that his brain will boil. Wal'iyadu billah. That's intercession number five. Intercession number six. For those committed sins, the sinners, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to get them out of hellfire. The people who are actually in hellfire from the believers, those who actually, you know, are being thrown in hellfire, from the believers. Now, from the believers, some will be thrown in hellfire because of their sins. Eventually, they will come out of hellfire because of the intercession of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that's intercession number six for those sinners who are in hellfire, you know, to come out from hellfire. Intercession number seven for the people of Al-A'raf. For the people of Al-A'raf. And who are the people who are on Al-A'raf? Al-A'raf is a mountain between hell and heaven. Those whose good deeds equal their bad deeds, yani they will have 50-50, yani those whose bad deeds equal their good deeds, they will be stuck in that, on that mountain called the Mount of Al-A'raf. They are not in hell nor in Jannah. They are in between. But they are seeing people entering Jannah. And they are seeing people entering hellfire. That in itself is a punishment. Imagine, that in itself is a punishment. Just to see people entering Jannah and you're not able to enter it is a punishment. And they are also seeing people entering hellfire, so they are scared that they may be thrown in hellfire. That's another horrible punishment. Imagine you're scared for something to happen that's not going to happen. But you are afraid that it may happen. You know how scared that can be? You know how crazy it can drive you? How enraged you will be? You're not here, you're not there. Some people say, okay, you know, it's too much pain. Let me just die and rest instead of being going to this pain. So these people, they are in the middle, not here, not there. For them, Prophet Muhammad will intercede on their behalf to enter Jannah. That's number 7. Intercession number 8. Intercession number 8, brothers and sisters. Intercession number 8. Would you like me? This is it. This is like the best of the best. And I have kept the best of the best until the end. Would you like me to share that with you? The best of the best? The best intercession? Which I have saved until the end? Number 8? The best shafa'ah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? I'm sure you want to know. Because I'm talking about all the favors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored Prophet Muhammad with. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before I talk about, only Yasmin wants to know. Do you guys want to know about the 8 shafa'ah? Number 8, tasneem? Eh? Those of you on Facebook, shafa'ah number 8? Shafa'ah number 8, yeah? Alright? But hold on a second. Let me tell you about some other blessings that Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed Prophet Muhammad with. He has blessed him with Al-Kawthar. Prophet, he has blessed him with Al-Kawthar. Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar fasalli li rabbika wanhar inna shani'aka huwa al-abtar. We have blessed you with Al-Kawthar, the basin of Al-Kawthar, whereby the water is sweeter than honey, whiter than snow. If you were to drink from it, you shall never feel thirsty again. And some people will drink directly from the basin, and some people will get to drink from the hands of the Prophet Muhammad. This Kawthar, this basin, has been given to Prophet Muhammad alone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also blessed him with Al-Wasila. Al-Wasila, what's Al-Wasila? A highest level in Jannah only given to a prophet, only. It is not the Al-Firdaus Al-A'la. This is something, of course, better than Firdaus Al-A'la, only being given to a prophet, and the prophet, you know, wishes to be that man, to be him. That prophet, you know, he says, I wish to be me. And he used to say, whosoever makes dua for me, to be getting this wasila, wajabat lahu shafa'ati yawm al-qiyamah. He shall receive my intercession in the day of judgment. So he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when you hear the mu'adhin, give adhan. When you hear the adhan, you repeat after the mu'adhin. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So you repeat after the mu'adhin, right? And after the adhan is over, what do you say? La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah, lahul mulk wa lahul hamdu ala kulli shay'in qadir. And then you say, you know, the dua of, you know, of the adhan. Allahumma rabb hadhihi ad-da'wa at-tamma was-salati al-qa'imah ati Muhammadan al-wasila wal-fadila wab'athu al-maqam al-mahmud alladhi wa'adta. So you're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless Prophet Muhammad with al-wasila. If you say this dua every time you hear the adhan, you will earn the intercession of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Brothers and sisters, do you know this dua? Those of you on Facebook, those of you on Instagram, and those of you who will be watching us on YouTube later on, do you people know this dua? Allahumma rabba hadhihi ad-da'wa at-tamma was-salati al-qa'ima ati Muhammadan al-wasila wal-fadila wab'athu maqama al-mahmud alladhi wa'adta. Do you people know this dua? Right? Please memorize it so that when you hear the adhan, you recite this dua. Why? So that you can earn the intercession of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So you have 8 intercessions. Yani you have 8 chances, ya Allah. 8 chances to earn the intercession of Prophet Muhammad. If it's not the first, you get the second. If it's not the second, you get the third. If not the third, you get the fourth. You won't get the fifth. That does not apply to you. It does not apply to you because it applies to the uncle of Prophet Muhammad, right? So that does not apply to you. But you have 7 intercessions. And then if you have number 5, if not number 4, then you have number 6. If not number 6, you have number 7. If not number 7, you have number 8, which is this shafa'ah. Number 8, shafa'ah. I will talk about it tomorrow, insha'Allah ta'ala, and then we'll go and talk more about the seerah, entering the seerah. But before entering the seerah, we will talk about the era, you know, before the coming of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We'll talk about the historical, you know, era before coming of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How are things, so that you understand what does this man, or what did this man have to deal with? What did he have to deal with sallallahu alaihi wasallam before he came? So you will see how things were in his time, alayhi wasallam. You know, the Romans, the Arabs. Who are the Arabs? Where did they come from? You know, the Persians, the two greatest power at the time. Who was leading? Who was ruling? With regard to the Arabs, with regard to Quraysh, where Quraysh came from. We will talk about the historical data first, insha'Allah ta'ala, and then talk about the birth of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. First, we will talk about the world before the coming of the Prophet, and then the world after the coming of the Prophet, so that this man who ridiculed Prophet Muhammad, who mocked him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's a coward. What can I say? He's a coward. You know, the one who just ridiculed. He does not know. I'm not gonna tell you to go and read the most 100, you know, influential men on earth. The 100 most influential men, you know, and Prophet Muhammad is on top of the list. You know, and book written by non-Muslims. We don't need to go that far. We don't need non-Muslims to tell us about the merits of our Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah tells us about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam. We will learn about Prophet Muhammad insha'Allah ta'ala in this series. Please tell your children, tell your families, tell your friends to join us insha'Allah ta'ala. I want to increase, just like in Ramadan, when we had, mashallah, you know, we had, you know, a lot of people, you know, attending our halaqat, our series. I want to go back to that number, inshallah, that we used to have, bi-idhnillah. If the timing does not work for you, 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern time, then just text me, private text me. Maybe we could change the timings, but we need to go back to that, you know, to that, mashallah, that massive attendance that we had, you know, in Ramadan. You know, whereby, mashallah, people were logging in, and it was amazing. It was amazing. You know, so, Jazakum Allah khair, inshallah ta'ala. I shall meet you tomorrow again for this new series. It's called Walking with the Prophet. Walking with the Prophet. It's not just a seerah. No, this is called Walking with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jazakum Allah khair, brothers and sisters. May Allah bless you. May Allah reward you. I shall see you tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala. Barakallahu fikum. Thank you for joining. And Riyad Razazi checking out. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Alright, assalamu alaikum. Thank you. Facebook, Instagram. Those of you who've come in late, you can always log in. This is recorded on Instagram, on Facebook, and on YouTube as well, inshallah. Alright? Jazakumullah khair again. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum, guys. Facebook, assalamu alaikum. Thank you for joining. Instagram, thank you. We'll see you tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala. Alrighty. Jazakum Allah khair. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum, guys. Wa ayyakum, habibullah. Wa ayyakum, ya Sheikh Omar. Barakallahu feek. And Nasima, and Karima, and Murkani, and Hafiz Khan. And all those of you on Instagram, thank you for joining. And Shabnam, Zakum Allah Khair. And Zoe, and Yasmin, and Tasneem, and Mu'nisa, Zakum Allah Khair. Assalamu alaikum. And Nasima, Zakum Allah Khair. Assalamu alaikum.